Welcome to those that are with us. We'll start the second chapter in the second half of Likut Imran. This Torah, this chapter is entitled Yemei Chanukah and speaks about a broad spectrum of topics. The first paragraph, Yemei Chanukah Hem Yemei Hoidah. The days of Chanukah are days of praise to Hashem. As we recite in the tefillah that we say of Alanisim b'mei Chanukah, v'kavu shmoina simei Chanukah elu lohoidoi sulahalel, that the rabbis established these 8 days of Chanukah as days of praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. V'mei hoido zebechinas shashua olam haba, and this concept of praise and thanks to Hashem is a concept of the pleasure of Olam Haba. Ki ze ikar shashua Olam Haba, because this is going to be the main pleasure in Olam Haba, lohoidois ulahalel lishmoi hagodol isporach, to get to praise and thank Hashem, ulahakir oisa isporach, and to come to recognize Hashem, to come to understand Hashem and see Hashem in the clearest way. Shaydeze smuchim ukroivim elav yisporach, whereby through this, by coming to understand Hashem and see and recognize Hashem and give praise to Hashem, through this we're really close to Hashem. Ki kol ma sheyoyden umakiren oisa yisporach biyoser smuchen elav biyoser, because the more that a person knows and recognizes Hashem, the closer that person is to Hashem. We know there's a famous quotation from the Rambam Zal, who said, Ilu yedativ heisiv. If I were to understand Hashem completely, Hashem, the more that person becomes nichlal in Hashem, the more that person becomes part of Hashem, kavyohu. Bibichinas, kishar koladvorim yizbatlu loosid kulam. Because everything else is going to be nullified in the future, is going to fall away, become null and void. Bibichinas, as the Medrash says, Kol hakorbonos betelin chutz mikorban toida. All different types of sacrifices are going to become null and void. We're not going to have them in the future, except for the korban toida, except for this thanksgiving to Hashem. Shelo yishur lo osid rak bechinas toido vohido, lohoido yisu lahalel ulodaso yisu yisborach. All that's going to be left for the future is going to be praise and thanksgiving to Hashem and getting to know Hashem, getting to understand Hashem. Kemo yishikosuv, as the Pasuk tells us in Yeshaya Novi, Ki molo ha'oretz deyes Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, that there's going to come a time when the world is going to be filled with understanding Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. Sheze kol shashua olam haba. This is the essence of the pleasure of the world to come, of olam haba. This is what it's really all about. Interesting, as a side note for a moment, that Shabbos is referred to as Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste of Olam Haba. And the Halacha tells us that on Shabbos, a person generally is not supposed to ask for any personal needs from Hashem. The reason being that on Shabbos, the feeling that a person is supposed to have is that all my personal needs are taken care of. I have everything I need completely. So therefore, on Shabbos, there isn't really anything to ask for. That's what Ranano and all the other tefillos are praise to Hashem. In the special chapter that describes Shabbos, we say Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoidois L'Hashem U'Lahale L'Shimcha Elyoyim, that it's wonderful to praise Hashem. That's what Shabbos is all about, and Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba, of the world to come.
We're going to review for a minute the paragraph that we did, and we're going to pick up from there. This Torah on Likut Imran was said by Rabbeinu Zal on a Chanukah, and the whole Torah deals with the Yontif of Chanukah. but it's not in an obvious manner at first. In other words, we're going to tie in, we're going to discuss a whole set of items, and then at the end of the Torah, we're going to explain how all of these items relate to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. But Rabbi Nezal began by saying that the Yom Tov of Chanukah is a Yom Tov of praise, giving praise to Hashem. The main item on Chanukah is Lohidais Lahalel. The part we say in the Tefillah, V'kovu Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah Eilu. The Chachamim established these 8 days of Chanukah, not for eating, not for this. V'kovu Shmoinas Yimei Chanukah Eilu, Lohidais Ulahalel. To give praise to Hashem. That's the main concept of Chanukah. It's a concept of giving praise to Hashem. And Rabbi Nezal says that's the main concept of the pleasures of Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, one of the greatest pleasures that a person is going to have is that they're going to come to such a fantastic recognition of Hashem that they're going to be able to give praise to Hashem much, much more so than they were able to give in this world. Just like we said, Lamoshel, a person has parents. And parents give them a lot of good things. A lot of times when a person's growing up, at that point in time, you don't understand how much goes into what the parent is giving you. So number one, you either don't say thank you at all, or when you say the thank you, it's half a thank you, because of the lack of hakorah, the lack of understanding of how much goes into it. A person becomes a parent themselves, and then they first find out what's involved in being a parent, what's involved in raising children, that it's not just a question of a couple of dollars to buy bread or this or that, there's a little more that goes into it, etc. So the more the person comes to recognize what the parent is, the more the person is in a position to praise Yidor for what was done. So too, by Hashem, we have this whole recognition of this and praise Hashem properly. And we said that will really take place in Olam Haba. In Olam Hazeh, or it's Deos Hashem, the world is going to be filled with knowledge, understanding of Hashem, Kamayim Layam Machasim, like the water that covers the ocean. That's how broad the knowledge is going to be at that point in time. So then people are going to be in a much better position to understand Hashem, to recognize Hashem, and to praise Hashem. And we said that this is all a concept of Chanukah, because Chanukah represents Olam Haba, eating, drinking, those types of items. Like the Chiyuv of Sudas, this concept of light, which is these 8 candles, these 8 Neirois or Eirois, which are a concept of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is not Achila and Shtiya, it's not food and drink, it's light, it's Eir. That's the symbolism in the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Now Rabbi Nezal explains, we're up to paragraph Beis. Rabbi Nezal says, we didn't start paragraph Beis, right? Rabbi Nezal says, ubechinas toido, this concept of giving thanks or praise, shehu shiashua olam haba, that's one of the main pleasures of olam haba, ze bechinas halachos, that's also a concept of the study of halacha. Why? Ki ha-halochos she-zeichen lil-moid, the halochos that a person is zeiche to learn, bifrat mi she-zeiche l'chadesh bohem, especially a person who is zeiche to be mechadesh a halocha, and we're going to explain soon what that means. A person who is zeiche to bring out new halochos from the Torah, ze bechinas shiashua olam haba. That's also a concept of the pleasures of olam haba. Bebechinas, as we see, the Gemara says clearly in Nida. The Gemara says, kol hashoina halochos bechol yoim muftach loy shehu ben olam haba. That any Jew who studies halocha every single day, that person is guaranteed that they are a ben olam haba. Note, it doesn't say that yoyresh olam haba, he will get olam haba. It says a person who studies halocha is a ben olam haba. So we see that halacha in some way corresponds to olam haba. How? We're going to see in a minute. Rabbi Nezal says, ki kishenes chadesh halacha, because when a new halacha is brought forth, nischadesh seichel v'yedia, it means a new wisdom, a new knowledge of how to serve Hashem has been brought into the world. V'hadas hu ikar shiashua olam haba kanal. And so we say that a person in this world who brings forth a new halacha, a new chiddush in Torah, a new path, the word halacha means a path, a hiluch, a person who brings forth a new path in Torah, in this world, he's bringing a new das is going to be brought forth. So any person, not that that's the reason why we do mitzvahs, we don't say that we do mitzvahs just to get reward, but we understand that our final destination, hopefully, the last stop on our journey to this world is going to be Olam Haba. That's our tachlis, that's the goal, that's the end. So too, within Das, within the study of wisdom, what's the tachlis of the study of wisdom? Is it Gemara? No. Because in Gemara, the Torah is not brought forth in complete clarity. It's only when you get to the Shulchan Aruch, when you get down to the actual halacha, after having studied Gemara and understanding the different opinions and why the conflict and the different views and why the majority rules this way, and then you come out to understand what the actual halacha is on the matter, the halacha is the bottom line, the untish the shura, it's the last word on the issue. So just as Olam Haba represents the last stop, it's the last stop of a Jew, it's the tachlis of a Jew, and we said that what's the tachlis of Olam Haba? The das of Hashem. So too, this study of halacha represents the final stop, the last stop, within the study of how to serve Hashem. The Shulchan Aruch, all the laws that are found in Shulchan Aruch, are actually prescribing to us different paths of coming close to Hashem. Tzitzis is one path of coming close to Hashem. It's an etzah, it's a piece of advice. The Chachamim told us that by doing this mitzvah in this manner, this brings you close to Hashem. Tefillin, mezuzah, masa umatin be'emuna, a person who carries on business the right way, a person who gives tzedakah, all of these things are etzos, advice as to how to come close to Hashem. Where do we find the tachlis of learning? The tachlis of learning is the Shulchan Aruch, the last stop. After you've learned the Chumash, and the Navi, and the Gemara, and the Medrash, then you go into the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha, to get the final word on each issue. Aled tzrichem lahaydais. There are four people. Mishmon Esrei v'chol hachayim yaitu choselo. All of those who are alive give praise to Hashem. All those who are alive, what's it coming to teach us? The dead don't praise Hashem. Lo yames mi'aluka. We don't need that to tell us. The Mefarshim bring there's a remez in this word chayim, a special thanks to Hashem. During the time of the Beis Mikdash, he was required to bring a carbon taida, which means a thanks offering to Hashem. One is a chayla, a person who's sick. The second is yam. The yud stands for yam, a person who travels on the ocean. The second yud is yisurim, a person who goes through any major type of suffering, put into prison, he comes out of prison, or things like that. And the mem stands for midbar, a person who crosses the desert. The Gemara says these four are required to bring a carbon taida, or nowadays, what do these four do? Bench Goymel. Benching Goymel is another form of giving toido, thanks to Hashem. Baruch Ato Hashem, like Kenem Elach Olam, HaGoymel Lechayovim Toivois, you Hashem who do good things for all of mankind, Shegemolani Kol Tov. I see that I was in a situation of Sakona, and you treated me very well. I was Zeicha to cross the ocean successfully. I was Zeicha to come out of this illness successfully. I was Zeicha to get out of prison successfully. Each one of these things requires a Korban Toido. Shehem Furoshim the Mizmor Kuv Zayin. These are spoken about in chapter 107 of Tehillim. Shesiim B'Seifam, David HaMelech finishes that chapter of the chapter which we say on Friday night before davening. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Li'Elam Chazdei. Now note, why do we say that? Why is that the last tefillah of the weekdays that we say going into Shabbos? What's one of the reasons? Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, because that's the difference between the weekdays, the 6 days of the week, and Shabbos. Shabbos is the Bechina of Menucha. Shabbos, everything is calm, everything is beautiful, everything is excellent. During the 6 days of the week, each Jew is considered a chayla, a sick. He goes through all kinds of sicknesses with parnosa, with this, with that, with yam. He's crossing the ocean during the week. All the turbulence that goes on, traveling to work, traveling back from work, not necessarily in a literal sense, but just like crossing the 6 days of the week. He's holchei yam, holchei midbar. He's going through deserts, ups and downs, and all kinds of yisurim. So the last tefillah that we say right before we're about to go into Shabbos is we give a thanks to Hashem. I made it. I actually made it through the 6 days of the week, and I'm on the threshold of going into Shabbos. For that, I have to give a special, I have to bring a korban taida to thank Hashem that I actually survived the 6 days of the week. I made it to Shabbos. That's why we say this tefillah of Hoidu right before we go into the tefillah of Shabbos. So Rabbi Nazal says, Shesiyim b'seifam, Dovra Melech finishes that chapter by saying, Mi chocham v'yishmoreile v'yizboinenu chazdei Hashem. Which person is intelligent
and he will remember these things. He'll remember all the difficulties that he went through, and Hashem saved him. V'yizbeinenu chazdei Hashem. And he'll think deeply into the chesed of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, how kind Hashem was to save him under these circumstances. Rabbi Nezal says, chazdei Hashem ze bechinas halochos. The term chazdei Hashem refers to the study of halacha also. How do we know this? The Gemara says in Ksubas, kol ha-mayneya talmidoi mileshamshoi ki'ilu mayneya mimenu chesed. A Rebbe who prevents a student from serving him. If a student wants to serve a Rebbe, he wants to bring him a cup of soda, he wants to serve him in any type of way, and the Rebbe refuses to allow him, the Gemara says that that Rebbe is withholding a chesed from the student. Because if the student serves the Rebbe, he gets a tremendous mitzvah. By the Rebbe preventing him from doing it, he's being mayneya this chesed from him. And the Gemara learns it out, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Lamos mereehu chesed, that the a person holds back, he takes away from his friend a chesed, something that belongs to him, an act of kindness, referring to a Talmud serving his Rebbe. So we see that the act of a Talmud serving his Rebbe is referred to as chesed. Rabbi Nezal says, "V'shimush chachomim zebechinas halachos," and we know that the act of serving a rebbe is also a concept of halacha. What's the best way that a person learns what the halacha is? How to put on tzitzis? How to put on tefillin? The Gemara says that it's not the book knowledge in religion. A person's best understanding of religion is not from what he reads in the shul. The Gemara says in Brachas, "Gadol shimusha shel Torah yoyser melimuda," that a person will get a better understanding of the Torah by watching, by being mesh. By watching a Talmud Chacham, than he will by actually learning the Sforim inside, because the Torah is very difficult, and it's very easy to make mistakes, to misinterpret it if you're learning it on your own. Whereas if you're watching a Talmud Chacham, you get to see exactly how he's doing it. So we see that Shimush Chachamim is a concept of halacha. That's the main limud of halacha, comes from Shimush Chachamim. And we see that Shimush Chachamim is also called chesed, a bechin of chesed. Because the Gemara says that a Rebbe who prevents his Talmud from being Meshameshim, he's Moina Mimenu chesed. So we see that halacha and chesed are one and the same. So Rabbi Nezal says, Shehein Bechinas Chazdei David. This concept of halachois are referred to, there's a term that's used in Novi in a few places, Chazdei David HaNe'emonim. The Rabbi Nezal says that term Chazdei David refers to the power of halacha of David HaMelech. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah that there was constant conflict between Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech. They debated many halachas, and the Gemara says Shaul HaMelech was not zeichet to halacha kamoisli. David HaMelech was zeichet that whenever he stated an opinion in Torah, the halacha was always like him. Why? What zuchus did he have that he was zeichet that the halacha was always like him? The Gemara says the difference between the two was that Shaul HaMelech's Torah was his own. He learned for himself. David HaMelech was one who studied Torah's Chesed. The Gemara says, what's Torah's Chesed? Zu Halaymei Torah Al Manas Lamdo. He studied Torah for the purpose of being able to teach it to other people. So we see that David HaMelech's Torah is called Torah's Chesed. This is why we have this term Chazdei David. That's the halachos, the power of David HaMelech, that halacha kemoisai, Rabbi Nezal says. Shehem b'chinas Chazdei David, shehalacha kemoisai, kemoi shamar azal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in Sukkah, the Gemara brings this pasuk, v'Hashem imai. The pasuk says that Hashem was with him about David HaMelech. The Gemara says, what does that refer to specifically? Shehalacha kemoisai, that David HaMelech was zeicha, that the halacha came out like him. V'zehu v'Hashem imoi. Note the wording in the pasuk. Hashem was with him. When we say that the halacha came out like him, the pasuk says that means that Hashem was with him. Hainu shesomuch v'koroiv l'Hashem yisborach. When we say that a person is zeichet to learn the halacha the right way, that shows that he's close to Hashem. That's the sign that he's close to Hashem. Bechinas shiashua olam haba, which is the whole concept of the pleasures of olam haba, because that's when the Jews will actually become the closest possible to Hashem. which is the sinyan of chesed. How is David? How? Via this concept of shimush chachamim. We said the main way to teach Torah is by allowing one's Talmud to serve him. In serving him, he's around him constantly, and he gets to pick up the halachas from him. How was it that Yehoshua was zeichet to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu? Because of the fact that he was the one who hung around Moshe Rabbeinu the most, and served. Rabbeinu Zal so far has established that this concept of teida, which is an inyan of Olam Haba, the pleasures of Olam Haba, that's also a concept of the study of halacha, the limud of halacha, which is also an inyan of the tachlis, an inyan of chesed, this inyan of chesed of Olam Haba, this inyan of the toida, which a person brings in recognition. These two things go together, Olam Haba, period. Any questions? Next. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ubishvil ze mechuna hatoida b'shem halacha." This is why we find that the korban toida is nicknamed halacha. Where do we see this? Ki toida mevi'in kishayotzin mitzara. The Gemara says that which person is required to bring a korban toida? A person who gets taken out. Hashem saves him. Hashem bails him out of a tzara. When a first person falls into any type of tzara, azai ikar hatzara belev, the main suffering, the main pain, which organ of the body is sensitive to pain most? It's the heart. Rabbeinu Zal says, ki halev yoidea umargish hatzara biyoser. It's the heart within a person that understands and is sensitive to pain much more so than any organ in the body. K'moy shekosuv, as Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, lev yoidea moras nafshoi. The heart knows and understands the bitterness of the nefesh. It's the heart that's classified as the king of the body. That's the part that understands and is most sensitive to pain going on in any part of the body. Note, this is one of the questions that we once mentioned. The Zohar Kodesh says one of the stories with Eliyahu Navi, where Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol was once approached by an apikoros, and this apikoros shot out a whole list of questions at him, a whole list of attacks. If the Jews are supposedly the chosen people, why is it that they're the most restricted as far as kashrus? Why is it that the goyim are permitted to eat anything they want and the Jews are limited? If Hashem loves them so much, he would have given them more to eat than the goyim have to eat. That was one question that this apikoros asked. Another question that Zohar Kodesh says that this apikoros asked was, if the Jews are the chosen people, why are they the ones who suffer the most? You'll note there's no question at all that in the world, throughout the generations, the one people that has suffered the most is the Jewish nation. If they're the chosen people, why all the suffering? And he asked another one or two questions, and the Zohar Kodesh says that Eliyahu Navi came, and Eliyahu Navi was the one who answered the questions of this apikoros. He spoke up on behalf of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and afterwards the Zohar Kodesh says Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol looked at this apikoros because he asked in an insulting way. He looked at him, and this apikoros became a pile of bones. He died. So this is one of the questions that was asked there in the Zohar Kodesh, and the answer that Eliyahu Hanavi gave was, you know why the Jews are the ones who go through the most pain? Because the Jews represent the heart of the world. And the Pasuk says, Lev Yoidea Moras Nafshoi. In other words, you picture this whole world with all the nations of the Goyim as being one organism, one body. One nation represents the hands, one is the feet, one is the toes, one is the eyes, one is the stomach. Which part of the body is most sensitive to pain? But it's not their own pain. They're the ones who receive heart. When the body digests food, the most pure portion of the food is the one that goes to the heart. So too, lahavdil, the goyim, them, it doesn't matter whether they eat chazer or zhlob or anything. It doesn't matter what they eat because they're not, it's a hand, it's a foot. The foot can survive even if it doesn't get the purest type of food, the most filtered type of food. Whereas the heart, because it's so sensitive an organ of the body, it has to receive the shufra, the Zohar Kodesh says, the best of the best. This is why there's this selective process in the food that the Yidden have to eat. But note here, Rabbeinu Zal says that it's the heart that understands and feels the tzara the most. Ki halev maven, because the pasuk says that the heart is the part of the body that understands the most. The alkein hu margish hatzara b'yoser, because it understands the most, therefore it feels the most. Va'azai b'shas hatzara, when a person is in a state, when there is a situation of tzara, miskansin kol hadamim v'oylem el halev, what happens is the blood gathers together and rushes to the heart. Note, Rabbein Azal here is explaining something in Ruchnius, which those who are familiar with physiology know that this is the case. That whenever a person is put under stress, what happens? The heart starts pumping much faster. What causes it to pump faster? The fact that all the blood of the body starts rushing to the heart. Because of the tzara, just like in a country, when a bruch breaks out in a country, a catastrophe hits a country, what do the people do? They run to the king. They run to the leaders, to the government, to the police, to say, what should we do? So too in the body, who's the king of the body? The heart is the king. So too, whenever there's a tzara that strikes any part of the body, all the other parts of the body rush, the blood rushes to the heart, looking up to the heart to see what to do, what the heart is going to prescribe. Rabbein Azal explains, Niskansen kol adam v'ayilam alalev, kemoi kishyesh tzora beizeh omokoyim, just like when there's a tzora in a place, in a city, azayim niskansen kulom el hachocham shiyesham lekabo mimenu eitza. All the people rush or look up to the chocham, the smart person, the intellectual in that place, to see what he's going to advise, what he's going to prescribe to remedy the situation. Kemoikein so too niskapsin kol hadamim v'ilam el alev levakesh etzo v'tahvulo keneged atzora. So too, whenever a human being is ever put into any kind of trouble situation, all the blood of the body rushes to the heart, seeking advice from the heart as to what to do. The heart is the mokim of bina, tavuna, ubo halev mevin, ulevova yavin v'shov. Rabbein Azal says, "Va'azai heim shaitfin al halev." What happens is this blood comes in waves at the heart. In other words, it comes like rolling waves at the heart. Va'oz halev b'tzora u'b'deiche godol. And what happens is the heart feels the pressure of this blood flowing at it at this fast pace. The heart feels this sorrow and pressure. Ki loy dai shehalev doyeg ba'atzmoi. It's not enough. Not only does the heart worry on its own, just like any other part of the body is worried about an illness or something else that's affected the person, because of the fact that he's sensitive to the tzora more than all the others, not only that, but there's a second problem in that all of this blood comes rushing to the heart and comes rolling at the heart like these waves, putting additional pressure, additional stress or strain on the heart. V'alkein, and therefore, kishyesh chas v'shalom tzora la'odom, whenever a person is in any situation of tzfes, ki hu mevakesh lenanea me'atzmoi ulashlichem me'olov. This concept of the heart beating rapidly is a concept whereby the heart is trying to push away from him all of this blood that's rushing to him. He's afraid that he's going to get crushed, so the heart starts pumping in a motion of pushing back this blood. He tries to push them away from him and to throw them away from himself. That's why the heart pumps with very, very quick pulsating motion during a time of tzora. And afterwards, when the person comes out of the tzora, azay chayzrin tahaluchos hadamim leilech kiseder b'soich shvilei haguf. Then the flow of blood subsides and it goes back to its normal flow that it has going through all the different paths throughout the body. V'alkein, Rabbein Azal says, that's why V'alkein hatoida shehibo kishiyotzim mehatzora. This korban, which is called the korban toida, which is brought specifically when a person is bailed out from a time of tzora, this korban he mechuna b'shem halacha. It is nicknamed halacha. The toida is called halacha. It's similar to halacha as we showed earlier. Why? Al shem tahalucha is hadamim shohilchem keseder kishyotzim yatzorakanal. Representing the fact that at the moment that a person brings the korban toida, which means when the situation has corrected itself, when the suffering is over, when the trouble has subsided, that's when the halacha goes back to normal. The hiluch hadamim. The halacha means the flow, the normal path, goes back, things go back to normal as far as the tahalucha isadamim, the flow of the blood throughout the body. So Rabbein Azal just explained and re-explained and re-emphasized the association between these two things, the union of toida, the union of halacha, the union of olam haba in the center. Next, Rabbein Azal says, "Umizeh bo hoylodo benot." If anybody has any questions, ask.
How does halacha help over here?
Excuse me?
bottom line, he has to show that halacha helps, so it's shomer.
No. Right now, we're just discussing concepts. We're not discussing what helps or this or that. We explained, we start off by saying, what happens when a person sucks in tzara? The hilu chatamim is upside down. When the tzara is over, at the time that you're bringing this Thanksgiving offering, the taida, that's when the halacha goes back to normal. The hilu chatamim goes back to normal. So we see another association between this term halacha and taida, period. Nothing to do with learning halacha yet. The term halacha and the term taida.
And we looked at the word hilu chatamim.
Right.
And we just hooked that up together. As far as halacha, having to hook it up with them.
Right.
Right.
Somebody once mentioned this. I said I don't know the answer to that question yet. In other words, exactly what that means. The fact that the Gemara seems to say in one place that there was no, that the Torah was clear, that there was very little conflict in Torah up until the time of Hillel and Shammai, and yet we see the Gemara does say that there was machlokes between the Melach and Shaul. I don't really know what the answer to that is yet. Now Rabbi Nizal says, "Umizeh bo chaylato b'neikol." Enazar says, "Umizeh bo chaylato b'neikol." This is what causes easy childbirth. What, with what we explained before, we could understand how to ease the difficulty in childbirth. At the time that a woman bends down, bends over to give birth, the Gemara says that her thighs become very cold. What the Gemara says in Saita, and they tremble from cold. And that's what causes the child to actually come forth, this trembling of the thighs and the rushing of blood, as we're about to explain. Why? Rabbi Nizal explains. Ki hadamim oilem lamala. What happens is the blood, this, when a woman is about to give birth, that's a tremendous ace tzara. She's at a time of sakona. It's a very, very difficult procedure for the body. What happens? We just said that whenever there's an ace tzara, where does all the blood rush? To the heart. It rushes to the heart. So the blood from the lower extremities of the body rushes upwards to the heart. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ki hadamim oilem lamalo." The blood rushes upwards. Va'azai nidchak hamokin. The blood that was in the thighs and the lower legs rushes up towards the heart. In rushing up towards the heart, it presses against the area where the baby is located, that lower part of the body. Va'azai heim deichim es havlad lechutz. That pressure from the blood rushing to get to the heart, that pushes the baby outside the mother's stomach, outside the mother's womb. And then the blood returns, after the baby comes out, the blood returns to its normal flow. This is the concept of toido halacha, which we said before. Note that a woman who gives birth also brings this korbona, type of thanks offering, that she was taken out of this sakana. Shehu bechinas tahaluchos hadamim shechozrim leilach keseder. We said that this term halacha refers to the blood going back to its normal path, its normal traveling. Ki gam ha-halacha hi b'chinas ha-ilodo. Rabbi Nizal now is going to show another version of this. Rabbi Nizal says that halacha is also a concept of giving birth. Halacha is a concept of giving birth. Why? Rabbi Nizal explains, Ki yesh tamche oiraisa. There are these supporters of Torah, those people who are zeicha to give tzedakah, who support the Torah. Shenaisnen momayin lelamdei Torah. They give money to those who study Torah, or for the sake of the study of Torah. Ubitchila hei mechasrim amayinah meyatzmon. In the beginning, when a person gives tzedakah, the first act of giving tzedakah is a subtraction from one place. He subtracts. The one who's giving subtracts. He empties out from himself. He creates a vacuum where there was originally money in his pocket. He vacuumizes it. He removes the money from there. Because when the person gives the money to the Talmud Chacham, there becomes less by him. This corresponds to when a woman gives birth. We said the first thing that happens is that the blood empties out of her thighs, and that's what causes the thighs to get cold, the fact that something has emptied out from there. Rabbein Azal says, Ki domim tarte mashma. The word domim in Hebrew has two translations. The word domim means money. The word domim means blood. So just as when a woman is about to give birth, this emptying out of the blood into the thigh, up from the thighs to the heart, is what helps the baby come forth, so too we find a similar concept by a person giving tzedakah. It's also an emptying out of blood. Damim, this same word, damim, money, blood, the same word, it's an emptying out of money from one location. But afterwards, through this money that the person gives to tzedakah, with which a Talmud Chacham is supported, and there are born new halachos, there are generated new halachos, new study of new chidushei Torah into the world, shehein b'chinas chesed, which are this concept of chesed, which we spoke about before, azai al yedei hashpoas hachesed, chayzer v'nismali hachisorim. Through this hashpo of chesed, by the act of giving tzedakah, where you give tzedakah to a person, that person studies Torah, he studies halacha, which brings about a bechin. So if the Torah is being studied, it means there is this flow of chesed. When there's a flow of chesed, it means any vacuum that was created before now gets filled, not just equal to what it was before, but more. The person doesn't just get back the money. Benazal says this also corresponds to the concept of the pleasures of Olam Haba, because we note the same terminology being used across the board. By a woman giving birth, first, something has to empty out from a location. First, there's a pigam, there's a deficiency, there's a decrease, there's a subtraction process. Blood empties out from one place, and then it refills again. When the baby, after the baby comes back, the blood recedes back to its normal flow. A person gets tzedakah, he gives away money. The money leaves first, then the money comes back to the person, equal or more than what he gave. Rabbein Azal says now that in Olam Haba we have a similar concept. Because about Olam Haba it's written that nowadays in this world the Levona is pogum. The Levona is not anywhere near the power that it's supposed to be. It's deficient, it's nifgam, it's choser. But in Olam Haba the Pasuk says, V'hoyo oyer ha-Levona ko'oyer ha-chama. The light of the moon is going to achieve an equal status to the light of the sun, which is written about the future. Rabbein Azal says, Ki halavono tivo kar. The nature of the moon is that it's cold. The moon has no heat. It has no light of its own. So the moon itself is by default. Nowadays, when the moon is deficient in light, the moon is cold. It corresponds to this yarchoseho of the Eledis, which is cold. Lo'osid lovoy, when Hashem will put fire, light into it, the moon will become warmed up. This halacha will be nishlam. The domim will go back to its normal status. Bechinas chisorayno kriris, a concept of something missing, a void, which represents a coldness. Va'asido lehismalois ko'er hachamo. In the future, the moon is going to become filled out like the light of the sun. Bechinas milui hachisorayn. The vacuum, the place where there's an emptiness now, a void now, is going to be filled later on. Sheze bechinas hoylodo. That's a concept of hoylodo. We said that when a woman gives birth, you have the same concept, that first there's an emptiness created, then it's full, it's filled. So too, this concept that the levona now is empty, it's going to be filled. So too, with tzedakah, first you empty, then it becomes filled. Bechinas halochis, which, okay, sheze bechinas hoylodo, this is the concept of hoylodo, which is baba. Sheze bechinas, Rabbein Azal says, this is the concept of the posuk, where the posuk says, Rabbein Azal says, "V'zeh bechinas ele toldos hashemayim v'ha'aretz v'hi boron." The pasuk says, "This is the study of the birth of heaven and earth when they were created." And the Medrash Rabbah says, "The word v'hi boron is the major outstanding tzaddik." Note, because he shared his Torah with others. What made Avram Avinu superior to Noach HaTzaddik or to the other tzaddikim? The fact that he was the one who much more so went out to be makari of other people. Ki ha-hoylodo al yidei b'chinas halochos. We said before that hoylodo, the power of giving birth, comes through a concept of halochos, this flow of blood going one way and then receding back the other way. Shehein b'chinas chesed kanal. We showed before how halochos are a concept of chesed. V'zeh b'chinas, Rabbein Azal says, now we'll show how these concepts which we said till now are all hinted to in a chapter of Tehillim. The chapter begins with the words Mizmar L'Saido Hariu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. This is the chapter where Dovra Melech gives Toido to Hashem, thanks to Hashem, and he says Hariu L'Hashem Kol Haaretz. Let the whole world sing, give forth praise to Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says L'Saido Oisiois Toilodo. The word L'Saido makes up the same letters as the Hebrew word Toilodo. So we see that these two things are associated. The concept of the carbon Toido and the concept of Toilodo, because the Toido is brought when a person is an Eis Tzara, where the blood went rushing up to the heart, and then he brings the carbon Toido after the blood has receded and gone back to normal. So too, the act of Toilodo, the act of a woman giving birth, is the same thing, the same type of Tzara, where the blood goes rushing up and then the blood recedes. And Rabbi Nizal says that the words Hariu Lashem Kol Haoretz Roshei Tevois Halocha Kemuva. The first letters of the words Hariu Lashem Kol Haoretz make up the word Halocha, as is brought in Kisvei Arizal. The Arizal has his own explanation as to why what the significance of that is. But Rabbi Nizal, concept of the pleasure of Olam Haba, concept of this Toida, Heim Bechinas Toilodo Kanal, and they are also a concept of giving birth. So Rabbi Nizal so far has taken these three concepts, the concept of giving praise to Hashem, the concept of halacha, and the concept of haylodo, or toylodo, and shown how these three are all similar concepts. Period. If you review what we said till now, you'll see how everything ties in. The fact that it's new sometimes, it's hard to halkav. You keep asking, I forgot how this ties together. You'll look it over again, you'll see how everything fit beautifully, no problem. Rabbi Nizal says now, Vizeh Shom Razal, this is what the Gemara points out in Saita, where the Gemara says, Oso Cholo Esraglov. King Oso was one of the kings of the Jews, and the Gemara says he got sick in his feet. He became, Rachmona Leslan, a cripple. Why? Al She'oso Amgaya B'Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says because he used Talmidei Chachamim in a wrong way. He drafted them. When he went out to do war, he drafted the Talmidei Chachamim. He didn't allow them to sit in the yeshiva and learn. Because of that, the Gemara says he was punished, that he became a cripple. He couldn't use his feet anymore. Rabbi Nizal explains this now. Because of the fact that this also drafted the Talmidei Chachamim, meaning he was mevatel their learning of Torah, and what's the tachlis of learning Torah? To get to the halacha. So because of the fact that this also was mevatel the halacha, ayidezeh cholo esraglo, that's why his feet became ill. Ki halacha is heim bechinas tikkun v'kiyum horaglin. The halachas are what provide the main tikkun and kiyum for the feet. Ki ha-halochois hein bechinas tahaluchois hadamin she-choizrin v'ilchen keseder. The halochois represent the flow of the blood returning to its normal flow, returning to its original flow, which is, at this point, we said that in other words, when it gets to the tachlis, after the hoylodo, after the child is brought out, that's when the blood recedes halocha. He was mevatel the Talmid Chacham from studying the halachos. Al kein cholo esraglov. Therefore, he couldn't walk well. His power of halacha was knocked out because he was mevatel their study of halacha. He was mevatel halacha. He was affected in the organs of the body that relate to halacha, to walking specifically. Next. Rabbi Nizal says now, ukishezoich lebechinas toida halacha, when a person is zoicha to these items we spoke about so far, when a person is zeichet to thank Hashem for taking him out of a bechin of tzoro, or a person is zeichet to this limud of halacha, al yideze nizgale oyer ho'emes umeir bahadibur. That's how there becomes revealed the light of emes, the light of truth, and this light shines into the dibur. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to be talking about something now which seems totally theoretically. In other words, it doesn't seem like there's a practical application. We're going to discuss later what this means in a practical sense. But for now, let's just understand what Rabbi Nizal was saying. Rabbi Nizal says, through this concept of Toida Halacha, a person is zeichet to have the emes shine into the dibur. Because in the beginning, when the blood goes rushing at the heart, That's a concept of a pigam in the MS. The MS is messed up. Why? Bebechinas anshei domim yisne'utam. There's a pasuk that says anshei domim yisne'utam, that people who are murderous, people who go in for blood, for murder, they hate a simple person. Tam means a simple person. Tam also means MS. They resent the truth. People who are bloody, people who are murderous type, they resent the truth. So Rabbi Nezal says, so therefore, we just said that through this concept of Toido Halacha, through that the emes shines into the deep world. Because in the beginning, when the blood is rushing at the heart, we said when a person gets into any situation of trouble, where the nature of the blood within the body, when a person gets into a trouble situation, the blood goes rushing at the heart and the heart starts beating faster. That concept of the blood rushing at the heart, that represents a pigam in emes. Because emes is the I dislike the truth. But afterwards, when a person comes out of this trouble situation, which is when a person gets to the toida, he gets to the thank you part, meaning he has come out of the conflict, he's come out of the trouble, and he's at the point where he's thanking Hashem for taking him out of the trouble. Azai meir shezeh bechinas toida halacha, azai meir ho'emes. Then the truth shines for that person, b'dechinas, as the pasuk says, titein emes li'akov chesed la'avraham. That when is a person zeche to emes li'akov, when is a person zeche to emes? Through chesed, through the chesed la'avraham. We said before that chesed, kindness, was a concept of halacha. We explained that before. Hainu halacha is kanal, aydeze meir ho'emes, through the study of halacha. That's what causes the truth to shine real well. Umashlim hadibur, and the power of speech becomes perfected. Ki ikar shlemus hadibur al yedei emes. Because the whole concept of a speech that's worth anything, a power of speech that's worth anything, Rabbi Nezal says, because the main shlemus of dibur is through emes. Ki kushto koi, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that truth stands upright. The sheker, vafilu sheker, ein lo kiyum rak al yedei emes. And even a lie, the Gemara says that when a person tries, if a human being ever tries to tell somebody else a complete lie, the nature of human beings is such that they could never accept a total lie. Therefore, whenever a lie is accepted by people, it's only accepted because of the truth that's in the lie. Because the person has mixed in a drop of truth into the lie, that's what could cause the lie to sound a little bit acceptable and to be acceptable. Because we said before that sheker, the Hebrew word sheker, which means falsehood or lie, that word has no legs to stand on. Every single letter, the word sheker, only has one base to it. We know legs, you need two legs for something to stand on firmly. The Hebrew word for falsehood, sheker, the shin only has one base. The kuf has no solid leg at all. It has two pieces hanging suspended. The resh only has one leg. Whereas the Hebrew word for truth, emes, every single letter in that word, the aleph, stands on two legs. There are two parts of the aleph that touch the base. The mem stands on two legs. The tuf stands on two legs. It's something that can stand up. Truth is something that can stand up. Falsehood is something that can only stand at best very temporary until it gets knocked over. So Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, when we talk about a speech that's acceptable, a person speaking to someone and having the other person accept what he's saying, it's only when the words have truth in them that they can really be accepted. If they're lacking in truth, if they're sheker, it's not accepted. And if there is any acceptance in the world about a lie, it's only if there's a little bit of truth mixed into it. So Rabbi Nezal says, "Kemoi shepirish Rashi," as Rashi says, "Al posik v'gam zobas cholov udvosh." The Torah tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to lead the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, he sent a group of spies, because the Jews pushed for it, he sent a group of spies, forerunners, to check out the land, to see if the Jews would be able to conquer the land and live there. So the Torah says that these spies came back with a very, very bad report. They spoke very evil against Eretz Yisrael. They said it's a very tough country, there's no way in the world we'll be able to survive there, etc., etc. But in their lies, these people were intelligent. They knew if they would only speak against the land of Israel, the people would never, it would reject what they said. The people were not prepared to accept somebody speaking totally against Israel. That's why they mixed into their words. They said, but it's still a land that flows with milk and honey. Why did they say that? What was their purpose of saying that? Was it good intent? The answer is no. That was the drop of truth that they were trying to mix into their lie so that their lie would be able to be accepted by people. So we see here that emes is what gives something a kiyum. By sheker, it has no kiyum. Rabbein Azal says, Nimtzo, she'ikr kiyum ushlemus hadibur hu'alideihu emes. So we see from here that when we say that somebody speaks to someone and what they say has an impact on the person, it's only according to the truth in what the person is saying, that's what has the impact on the person. Shehu meir b'hadibur, that truth shines into the dibur, al yidei gimel shemois, via three names of Hashem. How does truth shine into speech? Via three names of Hashem. There are three specific names of Hashem that shine the emes into the dibur. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, in Psalms, the pasuk says, Kel Elikim Hashem Diber. The pasuk refers to three names of Hashem. Kel Elikim Hashem has spoken. So we see that there is a concept of these three names shining into the Dibur, the power of Emes, which we said before that Emes is always three. Emes is the Yichud of Chesed and Gevura. Emes is Aleph Mem Tov. Emes is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, everything about Judaism generally centers around the number three, the Tanakh, the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, because of the fact that this concept of truth, Emes, is something that covers the beginning, the middle, and the end. The whole creation, when Hashem created the world, the beginning, middle, and end were all with truth, with this term Emes. The Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Tuf is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Mem is the middle letter, showing how this item, truth, encircles everything about the Jewish religion, everything about Judaism, everything about Hashem. Now Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying, in other words, he's going to go off on a little tangent now. We explained the Toida, Halacha, Olam Haba. Now we're going to go on to show how once these items are proper, when the Toida is proper and the Halacha is proper, that's when a person is zeicha that the Emes shines into the Dibur. And we showed just now that what does that mean? It means that the Dibur can have a kiyum. The Dibur can last. The speech can have a permanent existence. Because without truth, nothing can stand up. Nothing can have any permanence to it. It can't stand up on a permanent basis. With truth, it stands. So if a person wants their speech, what they say, to have any permanence, it's according to the truth that's put into it. For now, we'll hold it over here. Next Sunday, we're going to continue from here, where Rabbeinu Zal is going to go on to explain what each one of these three names of Hashem represents specifically, and how they affect a person's dibur, how they are what give a kiyum to a person's dibur. Oh, sorry, a reminder. This Wednesday night, the Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be leaving for Eretz Yisrael, so next Sunday we will not have a shiur. We'll continue the shiur of the Mitzvah Shem on the Sunday after August 2nd. August 7th, that's what it is. August 7th is the Sunday when we'll pick up again.
You said us is feet, and tail. You said, did you connect because of the form, the blood, that was the, you just said it.
Exactly, because we said that what part really gets affected. In other words, when the blood rushes to the heart, which part do we see really gets affected most? It's the feet. Because we said that when a woman is about to give birth, what happens? The blood, in other words, Yarchaisom, it's Tanamais. The Gemara says that her thighs become cold. Why? Because the blood empties out from them, it rushes up to the heart and pushes the vlad out. So we see that in this concept of halacha, toida halacha, what gets affected most? The feet. Therefore, this also who prevented the Chachamim from a study of Torah, of which the bottom line is this limud of halacha, therefore he was also affected in his feet. His feet specifically.
He affected the halacha, therefore he had
to exactly. Milk and honey. Why did they say that? What was their purpose of saying that? Was it good intent? The answer is no. That was the drop of truth that they were trying to mix into their lie so that their lie would be able to be accepted by people. So we see here that emes is what gives something a kiyum. By sheker, it has no kiyum. Rabbi Nezal says, Nimtzo, she'ikr kiyum u'shleimus hadibur hu'al yideihu emes. So we see from here that when we say that somebody speaks to someone and what they say has an impact on the person, it's only according to the truth in what the person is saying, that's what has the impact on the person. Shehu meir b'hadibur, that truth shines into the dibur, al yidei gimel shemois, via three names of Hashem. How does truth shine into speech? Via three names of Hashem. There are three specific names of Hashem that shine the emes into the dibur. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, in Psalms, the pasuk says, Kael Elikim Hashem Diber. The pasuk refers to three names of Hashem. Kael Elikim Hashem has spoken. So we see that there is a concept of these three names shining into the Dibur, the power of Emes, which we said before that Emes is always three. Emes is the Yichud of Chesed and Gevura. Emes is Aleph Mem Tov. Emes is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, everything about Judaism generally centers around the number three, the Tanakh, the Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, because of the fact that this concept of truth, Emes, is something that covers the beginning, the middle, and the end. The whole creation, when Hashem created the world, the beginning, middle, and end were all with truth, with this term Emes. The Aleph is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Tuf is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The Mem is the middle letter, showing how this item, truth, encircles everything about the Jewish religion, everything about Judaism, everything about Hashem. Now Rabbi Nezal started off by saying, in other words, he's going to go off on a little tangent now. We explained the Toida, Halacha, Olam Haba. Now we're going to go on to show how once these items are proper, when the Toida is proper and the Halacha is proper, that's when a person is zeicha that the Emes shines into the Dibur. And we showed just now that what does that mean? It means that the Dibur can have a kiyum. The Dibur can last. The speech can have a permanent existence. Because without truth, nothing can stand up. Nothing can have any permanence to it. It can't stand up on a permanent basis. With truth, it stands. So if a person wants their speech, what they say, to have any permanence, it's according to the truth that's put into it. For now, we'll hold it over here. Next Sunday, we're going to continue from here, where Rabbi Nezal is going to go on to explain what each one of these three names of Hashem represents specifically, and how they affect a person's dibur, how they are what give a kiyum to a person's dibur. Oh, sorry, reminder. This Wednesday night, the Mitzvah, we're going to be leaving for Eretz Yisrael, so next Sunday we will not have a shiur. We'll continue the shiur of the Mitzvah on the Sunday after August 2nd. Exactly. Because we said that what part really gets affected? In other words, when the blood rushes to the heart, which part do we see really gets affected most? It's the feet. Because we said that when a woman is about to give birth, what happens? The blood, in other words, Yarchai Sehom, it's Tanamais. The Gemara says that her thighs become cold. Why? Because the blood empties out from them. It rushes up to the heart and pushes the blood out. So we see that in this concept of halacha, toida halacha, what gets affected most? The feet. Therefore, this also who prevented the Chachamim from a study of Torah, of which the bottom line is this limud of halacha, therefore he was also affected in his feet. His feet specifically were
he affected the halacha, therefore he had
exactly.